Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to say happy Easter. Jesus Christ is risen, and he is risen indeed. I want to talk this week about the resurrection and its implication for our lives, and to reflect on both the connection between the intimate connection between Christ's passion and his resurrection, the two fundamental parts of Jesus' saving work for us, his laying down his life for us and becoming sin for us. He put away sin, the apostles tell us. He came to destroy the power of sin and death, and he did that on the cross. Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers, St. Paul tells us. He humiliated the enemy. He destroyed his power so that the reign and the authority of the kingdom of darkness would be fundamentally broken. And sin's nearness to us, which really leads every single human being into a position of slavery under sin, is how Scripture would describe it, that dominion and power is at work in each human being, and that dominion has to be broken by the power of Jesus Christ, and that freedom from sin is possible because of the amazing deed of love that Jesus performed on our behalf in obedience to the Father on the cross of Calvary. That act of love is the power by which the entire human race is saved, those who are baptized into that deed that Jesus performed for us. And what do I mean by that? Well, you think about Romans chapter 6. St. Paul talks about the importance of baptism. He says, in baptism, we were buried, therefore, with Jesus into his death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. We were buried with Jesus in baptism, Paul says. We were put to death. That is, the old man, our sin-sick nature, the part of us that led us into slavery, caused us to be alienated from God, and as St. Paul said, would live as a result without hope in the world. That power, that dominion over us, that death-directed rule of the power of sin in us that so crippled our nature had to be broken. And how does that happen? Well, first it happens through the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary in his perfect act of obedience and love, offering of love to the Father. He gives to God what belongs to God. He's the perfect son who was unjustly put to death, but willingly put to death on our behalf. And then Jesus tells us, he told us in John's Gospel, chapter 3, he said, unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. What he's talking about there is baptism, that we need to be plunged into the waters of baptism. This is why baptism is not just a symbol. It's not something that is kind of an add-on to our personal faith. Really, in baptism, we're born again. And we're born again by having that old man, that sin-sick nature, put to death in baptism. Paul goes on in verse 5 in chapter 6 of Romans. He says, if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in resurrection like his. We know that our former man was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. What Paul is saying is that the means by which God the Father determined that we would be saved from our body of death, our death-directed body that's under sin, is to be united to the crucifixion and the death of Jesus. And that happens in baptism. Literally, we're united in baptism to the loving act of Jesus' perfect self-offering to the Father, his crucifixion and death, where on that cross, Jesus destroyed the power of sin. He destroyed the work of the enemy. So death had no hold on him. Sin could not reign in him. And the kingdom of darkness could not have dominion over him. Jesus broke that whole regime of power that dominated our lives. And now in baptism, he unites himself directly to us, and we're united to him. And that old man, that old flesh in us that was ruled by the world of flesh and the devil and sin and death, gets put to death with Jesus on the cross. And then cleansed by that deed of Jesus, the blood of Christ cleanses us and makes us clean. It makes it possible for us then to become a new creation, to receive the life of Jesus So in baptism, sin is destroyed, the original sin and its power is destroyed in us, and we receive the gift of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So we literally are sharing in the new life that belongs to Christ already here and now. In Ephesians chapter 2, Paul puts it this way. Chapter 2, that beautiful hymn, talks about how all of us are enslaved to sin, but by God's mercy, our sin is forgiven and we're united to Christ, and he brings us from death to life. So here's chapter 2, verse 1. I'll just read through it for you. And you he made alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. From the beginning here, he says, and you he made alive because you were dead in your sins. You had walked in your sins. You'd followed the world, the fallen dimension of this good earth that God has created, this part of this world that's under the dominion of darkness. You followed the prince of the power of the air, who is Satan himself, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Among these we all once lived, Paul says, in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind. And so we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. So Paul identifies the great enemies, right? Sin, and then the world, the flesh, and the devil conniving together to lead us into that position of slavery and dominance under it. Among these we all once lived, in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind. And so we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. So here's the biblical worldview, the default position of the entire human race. When Scripture says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, this is precisely what Paul means. Every single person stands in need of being brought from death to life, of having the grip of sin and the dominion of the enemy broken on each person's life individually. It's not an automatic. It's not something that happens to us just by virtue of our being human. We need the waters of baptism. We need the power of the cross of Jesus Christ applied directly to our lives and allowing the Lord himself to bring us from death to life. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And verse 6, and raised us up with him and made us sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. So Paul is saying, even now in baptism, we are literally united to Jesus Christ. We have a share in the life that is his. And right now we're united to him in the Holy Spirit. We're one body with him. So we're already reigning. The victory of Jesus Christ has already been given to us. There's another parallel passage from Colossians chapter 3 that the church gave us yesterday at Mass, chapter 3, verse 1 and following. Again, this is St. Paul. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Beautiful passages. You see the vision and the mind of an apostle whose mind was touched by the Holy Spirit, was given a revelation of the reality and majesty of Jesus Christ, who reigns at the right hand of the Father in glory. Paul saw in the Spirit, and he understood by revelation the destiny of the human race for those who die in Jesus. Those who die in Jesus are destined to share in the glory, the eternal, forever, amazing glory that belongs to Jesus Christ. And it comes through us, friends, through his passion, his death, and now his resurrection that we're celebrating. Jesus literally passed from death to life, and in that resurrection began the new creation. The new humanity was born in him. Jesus, the scripture tells us, is the firstborn of a new creation. So the best news, the greatest news, the most glorious reality that is given to every human being through the preaching of the gospel is the hope of sharing in this glory. The biggest news going down isn't what's happening in Silicon Valley or Hollywood or Wall Street. The biggest news on the earth is that Jesus Christ reigns at the right hand of the Father, and humanity's new creation has begun. Existence beyond death exists. It's in a person, Jesus Christ, who the apostles declare he's brought us from death to life. And they beheld his glory. Father Joseph Fitzmyer describes the uniqueness of Jesus and what became his endowment now, what he won through his resurrection, his passion on the cross, and his resurrection from the dead. He put it this way. He said, the glory that Jesus received from the Father became his power. The power to create new life in those who believe in him. Jesus said, if you believe in me, you'll have eternal life. You believe that I'm the one from the Father. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He is the life. He's the only one, friends, who can give us this, a share in the glory that he received from the Father. It's the glory of the Father that raised Jesus from the dead. That glory is given in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus now, as the firstborn of a new creation, who now dwells in glory and unapproachable light, who is now the head of this new race of people, this new creation, he has within himself the power to give us that a share in that glory. Father Fitzmyer goes on, he said, Jesus the Lord possessed a power derived from the Father and capable of bringing about the resurrection of Christians. Friends, here we touch the reality at the core of Christianity. Christianity is the resurrection from the dead. Christianity is the beginning of God's great work of recreating the human race and recreating it according to the image of his beloved Son by giving us a chance, an opportunity through the mercy given to us in the gospel to be united to Jesus and to share what's his. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, St. Paul summarizes Christianity this way. It's so beautiful. He said, this is the mystery of our religion. He was manifested in the flesh. He was vindicated in the spirit. He was seen by angels. He was preached among the nations. He was believed on in the world and taken up into glory. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful description of what's happened in Christ. He was manifested in the flesh. Jesus became one of us. He was vindicated by the Spirit through his preaching, through signs and wonders, and ultimately vindicated by being raised from the dead through the power of the Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father. He was seen by angels, and he was preached among the nations, among the Gentiles, not only the people of Israel, but to the whole world. The gospel has gone forth, and it continues to go forth today. And he was believed on in the world. The apostles believed, and those who heard the gospel first, many who believed, they saw him literally at the ascension, taken up into glory. And there he sits, friends, reigning at the right hand of the Father, the perfect promise of the Father, the unchanging promise of the Father, a promise of eternal glory for all those who believe in him. God bless you, friends. Happy Easter.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.